Well, Keane's just had a little bit of setback. He's got a bit of swelling in his ankle, so he's had sort of had to just sort of pull him off the training pitch just to get settled down. Zayeta's back in training after his epidural, so his hamstring's feeling a little bit better. So it was Bush has been training, but Jeremy Haaland's just got a bit of a groin problem, which he picked up in the Rotherham game as well.
So would you expect to be without Keane and Elan for these two?
I don't want to jump the gun yet. We'll leave it as late as possible with them.
Keelan Lavery coming back from Chesterfield and getting one of the important goals against Rotherham. Just how good was that spell at Chesterfield for him, do you think?
Well, anybody scores a goal when you're expecting the strikers that go on the pitch. The most important thing was the impact the subs had on, and credit to Keelan. Like, we ended up shifting slightly up to the left hand side, and he's gambled, got into the middle of the goal, and got his header in, which gave us a big lift to get back into the game. But one thing we do know that Labs has got that in his locker. He can read situations. But like anything, well, I've said before in the past, if you're going to put subs on, they're going to make sure they have an impact.
Was it a good spell for him, though, given that he had the injury and needed maybe some first-team football?
I think it was the sharpness. He looked sharp. He looked fresh. He looked like he had a thing to prove to me that I want more minutes. And like I said, that was the most important thing, and the impact that he made, not only him, Stevie May and Chris Maguire as well.
Do you still see him having a big future at this football club moving forward? He had a great end to last year, but I guess the injury at the start of this season has hampered him throughout, hasn't it, Gail?
I can even look back now to last game of the pre-season. It was against Doncaster and nobody's neared him, and his foot stuck in the ground, his knee's gone forward, and it's a major injury. So the pleasing thing is that he's got back. At the time when he first got the injury, they were talking probably 12 months minimum, but luckily the injury wasn't as bad as feared. He's healed better. The good thing is he's got time on his side, and he's worked his socks back to get back to the fitness levels and what's required. But then you're not guaranteed to get back up to the same sort of standards he set before when we threw him at the back in the last season. So he's missed a lot of football, but he's got that hunger. And I'm a great believer. I tend to believe this. If you've missed, say, 6 months of your career, you maybe get it back at the end of your career if you look after yourself properly.
Atinuyu scored against Rotherham as well, and he's a player who at various times this year has had some criticism from the supporter base. But do you think that's fair? Do you think that overall he contributes quite a lot for the team?
Well, again, it's like anything. Nobody means to miss chances, and probably Atty, Stevie May, Chris Maguire, anybody. They've all missed opportunities. I keep saying I think I'm waiting for a centre-half to score a goal from a set play at the moment. That's not happened, as in from a corner or a free kick. So nobody means to miss deliberately, but the problem we do have is again, if you keep missing, the supporters will probably dig individuals out. They tend to dig individuals out more than other people. Atty's 6'6", attracts a lot of attention, but what people don't realise is what he brings to the team, as in creating space for others. Atty's always got two or three people around him. If we can't get the quality into him at times, it can maybe look a little bit poor on him, that his ball retention. But I thought second half against Rotherham, his ball retention was excellent. We had movement, we had runners off. And again, it's about quality from back to front. Sometimes I'm asking Atty to make a bad ball into a good ball and a good ball into a better ball. But the most important thing is Atty wears his heart on his sleeve. He gives 100%. And he's like anybody. He's as frustrated as anybody. He's as frustrated as the supporters when he misses chances as well.
Do you think that the best is still to come from him?
I think so. He's got to realise now he's not the quickest person on the pitch, but what he's got to realise is he's got to get maybe develop a bit more football intelligence. And what I mean by that is his run for the goal, he's got in front of the defender. He's got to create himself a little bit of yard or a little bit of space in the box, because Atty's not going to be one that, I don't think Atty's going to be one who's going to lash one in from 30 yards. Atty's going to get more of his goals from 12 yards out. So he's got to realise he can't be easily marked. He's got to create a bit of space for himself. We call it very basic. He's got to make one run for the defender, one for himself, and then trust the delivery and trust the cross. And I've seen that. I've seen him do that, and I've seen him work. But then our final ball has let us down getting that. So the most important thing is we've got to keep creating chances for him. And the most important thing is not only Atty, but others. They've got to have that belief and that self-belief when they go in the box, they are going to score.
How do you think that young Isgrove did on his debut?
I thought it was reasonably well. First half, we got the ball to him. He looked neat and tidy. And then second half, it was just. I think all the space was crowded out. And that's what I'm saying to you is that Atty needs to stretch the pitch a little bit more for us to create space for the McGugans and for the wide players. So we didn't really get the ball down and playing. But I thought he did okay. It was a game of. He's used to a derby in Southampton, Portsmouth derby, but not like a Yorkshire derby. So it was a good taster for him, and I thought, like I say, did okay.
Kieran Lee gets the winner, and he has got into those positions many times. Do you think he should score more goals like that?
Well, he's scoring more goals than this time last season because that was the pressure I was putting on him. I was just getting as frustrated with him as he was with himself. The amount of times he got in, and like I say, it's that final piece of the jigsaw. And great timing, great run, great setup by Stevie May, and he had the calmness to maybe this time last year. Maybe he didn't have that calmness. He might have lashed it over or something like that, and we'd be putting our heads in our hands. But credit to the boy, timed his run forward, and that's what you want from midfield. And when you think it's probably about the 98th or 99th minute, he still had the energy to get forward. Because, like I said, Kieran's one of these who puts the miles in on the pitch.
Claude Dielmer was going to play, I think, fullback initially, but then because Ziyech gets injured, he moves inside. Is that? When you actually look back, was that quite a good addition to have somebody who can play those various positions in DL? Do you think he's been quite a good acquisition for this club?
Well, I'm a great believer in round pegs in round holes and the balance in the team. And sometimes I look at opposition sometimes and you look for weaknesses and you think, well, hang on a minute, they've only got one left footer in the side, they've only got one right footer in the side. So sometimes you can maybe close players down by putting them on the weaknesses. So the most important thing, I think, for us is having that balance. In again, we've got Alan, who's left-footed. You've got Matic, and we've got Claude. I decided to put Zayeta in there for his experience because I just knew the ball would be coming from back to front pretty quickly from Rotherham. So his aerial ability then suddenly breaks down in the warm-up. But no, it's just a case of sliding him in one, and Joe Matic came in, and I thought they did okay.
You think he's adjusted quite well to English football as well, Dielmer?
No, I think there's plenty more to come for him. Again, it's that language barrier. The most important thing is sometimes I'm talking to him, and I don't know if he understands my Yorkshire accent, but his English is getting better.
Sorry, he doesn't understand Dom either.
All right, okay. But his language is getting better. But the most important thing, again, is communication on a football pitch. He needs to learn that side of his game where you've got to talk to the midfield, left shoulder, right shoulder, man on and clear it, whatever. But unfortunately, sometimes, and again from my own experiences, by the time they've translated it from their language to the English, the moment's gone, so they end up not saying anything. So I'd rather him shout some rubbish, if anything.
Mm. This, obviously, international break is a chance to make some plans for next year. Aside from just considering the players you want to keep who are out of contract, do you ever consider extending contracts of players who are here, you know, your key core players, to tie them down for the long term?
Of course you are. The last thing you want to do is somebody walking away on a free transfer. The most important thing, you're always in dialogue with the players and players' agents. But at the moment, like I say, I need an opportunity to sit down with the chairman. I think the chairman's away at the moment is regarding how we're going to take the club forward and which players will be staying and which ones will be going.
There's a lot of talk about directors of football at the moment. How involved are you in that discussion about an appointment there?
No, at the end of the day, again, that's just all speculation. I think there's names that have come out today, and when we've got something to announce, we'll announce it.
Lewis McGugan has played so well, played talked about an awful lot. The fans want to know, you know, is there any chance that the club can begin talks now with Watford about permanent transfers? Is that a conversation you've had with them at all?
Well, the pleasing thing is the fans are talking about Lewis, and obviously he's playing well, and all players that are playing well, the fans want to keep and want to extend contracts. But at the end of the day, like I say, it's a case of sitting down with the chairman when he comes down, identifying the targets for next season, where we want to take the club forward, and like I say, once we've got announcements, we'll make those.
So two games over Easter and an opportunity to build on the Rotherham victory. With Huddersfield, have they changed an awful lot since you last played them? I mean, that was a game you, with hindsight, probably should have had a penalty, should have won the game.
Yeah, we should have done. Again, no, the one thing you're doing against is another Yorkshire derby. And again, it's bragging rights. But the most important thing, I think, is Chris Powell's gone in there. He's stamping his mark on it. They're fighting and scrapping for points. But I'm more interested in how we perform, and I'm after a good result as well.
You can still impact a lot this season, can't you? I mean, not just yourselves, but Wednesday you're going to play teams near the bottom, near the top as well, between now and summer.
Well, I think we've got three at the top, is it? And some down round at the bottom, so we've got a big say in what's happening. But like I say, I'm more interested in us getting as many points on the board as possible.
What do you want to see from your team off the back of the Rotherham game then? What can you take from that? What do you want to see in this game in particular?
Well, people, I think we did it against Rotherham and we did it against probably Blackburn. You've got to play until the last whistle is blown. And the pleasing thing was when we went 2-1 down, it was the character that the players show and the belief to get back in. And I could just keep using that every time, whether we're losing at half-time, whatever, we can say, look, let's remember about Blackburn and away and remember Rotherham. You've got to push yourself to the maximum because at the end of the day, nobody gives you anything. It's just, that's the beauty of this championship. I think that's why people are getting so excited about the championship. It's so tight at the top, nobody's sort of running away with it because the sheer honesty between the two teams, that teams keep playing until the last minute.
Do you expect to see a team playing with a lot of confidence given the way that game finished?
I'd hope so. The confidence in the dressing room, the confidence after the game, the confidence in my medical team when they're running on the pitch as well. But any win, and again, like I've said before, going into a national break, you've got to finish, you've got to get a win because it's a long time before you get to play. But it's the manner of the win which we enjoyed.
When you get to this stage in the season, can you play with a bit more freedom at all? Is that something you even consider, just trying a few different things between now and the summer?
Well, I'm always expressing to the players, play with freedom. The most important thing is I will never dig a player out if he's doing the right thing, whether it be a shot on or a cross, whatever. I want them to go out there and relax. But the most important thing is obviously they've got to tick a few boxes, got to be 100% committed, they've got to give everything for the cause. And then just trust their ability. They've got great ability. And like I say, you get 1v1 situations. I keep saying to the players, you've got everything in your favour. The only thing the defender can do is win the ball. You can win a cross, you can win a free kick, you can win a penalty, you can get a shot in, you can win a corner, you can win a throw-in. So have that in your mind every time we get into that final third. Just trust yourselves.
I know you want to try and win every game, but ideally, what's a good finish, do you think, for Sheffield Wednesday this season?
I finish as high up the league as possible and with as many points as possible. But the most important thing is, like I say, is that if we're evaluating and looking back over the season, our home form hasn't been good enough, and if we can turn that round in the last few games that we've got. But we've also, like you say, got a say in who's possibly going to be up there or thereabouts for the playoffs, and we'll also have a say who's going to get relegated as well.